Radio.com.
I always found it so amusing when the puppets try to pull the string.
I can't believe y'all ain't noticed it. This is my game. I call the shots. I make the move. You're cornered. You're outnumbered. And you're vulnerable. Just the way I like it.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Rollins!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I'm a very cheap man and I enjoy the inexpensive things in life.
And Lindsay Ward.
We're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Forget, yeah. Tonight, I'm going to give you something truly special. You have all bear witness to me and my brothers carrying out the rotting carcass of the Undertaker. And you have all bear witness to me and my brothers carrying out the scorched body of Cain. But that's the thing, man, is that it was never the bodies we wanted. Because a body is temporary. A body is disposable, and after a while, a body is completely useless. But a soul lives forever. Unless, of course, that soul is consumed by a higher power. And I have become that higher power. And like I said, I wanted to give you something tonight that you would never, ever, ever be able to forget. So tonight, allow me to enlighten you to the fact that I, Bray Wyatt, and my family have successfully harvested the souls of the Undertaker and Demon Kane. And that power is now surging through my veins. That power has become me, man, and it feels good, man. It feels really, really good. That power has become inconceivable. And it all belongs to me. For now, I summon the thunder. And now, I summon the lightning! I summon the forces of darkness, for I am Bray Wyatt, the Eater of Worlds! And it is well within my power to summon the forces of evil. And it is well within my power to scorch the earth. And it is well within my power to take your world and to burn it straight to hell.
With that, this is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. I'm Sir Rockin, and that's Lindsay Ward.
What am I supposed to do with that? Like, seriously, what am I supposed to do with that?
Explain. You need to explain to the people that.
Okay. So Bray Wyatt's been wandering around for the last 8 days telling people he stole the Undertaker's soul, he stole Kane's soul, he's tossed the carcasses aside, and we know one of them is getting up and going to SmackDown next week. But Bray Wyatt has been assuming their powers and has been absorbing said souls, and while the absorption process is complete, Bray Wyatt is full, and he's fully charged. You can take him out of the charger now.
Woohoo!
And basically, Bray Wyatt summons up Taker-level magics with thunder and lightning and pyro and the works. About the only thing he didn't do is summon the gong and the druids, and that's about it.
Well, he's done that once before.
He's done that once before, but, you know, as a final F you to Taker...
I believe it's coming.
Oh, I'm sure it is coming. Would not be the least bit surprised. But yeah, so you have Bray Wyatt assuming the Undertaker and Kane's because he shot off pyro, fire pyro.
Yeah, he shot off
powers.
And then he shot off, like, Jericho's pyro for some reason.
Yeah, so Bray Wyatt has magics and fire and pyro and control of the production truck.
And control of the production truck. I thought this was a really cool segment. Higher power, everyone went Vince McMahon, I even went Vince McMahon, but hey, Bray Wyatt, the new Vince McMahon, I'm okay with this.
But they're doing it right.
They're doing the story right, and we talked about it on the rack, and we've talked about it here. They're doing the story correctly.
My only complaint about this entire story is Bray Wyatt has taken the Undertaker's magic, right? Which we all accept it's Taker, he has magic, he just does his thing, and we all suspend our belief before it because it's Taker.
Right.
Same for Kane. You know, it's like, you know the guy really can't shoot fire out of the ring post, but you don't really care kind of thing, because it's Kane. So, Bray Wyatt has taken their powers, and now control said powers, and nobody in the entire company is concerned.
No.
Like, that's the thing. No one, abso-freaking-lutely no one, it's like your top draw, the guy... Or one of your top draws, the guy that you're doing a celebration for next month, gets taken at Hell in a Cell, hasn't been seen since Hell in a Cell, nobody knows where he is, nobody knows if Bray Wyatt set him free, or if he's back at the compound somewhere.
Right.
Or if he's in a hole. You know, nobody knows. And then on top of it, Kane goes missing, and we all know how unstable Kane can be.
Yeah, yeah. Zack Ryder run.
So...
Or roll, as it were.
You have that problem to deal with, and nobody cares. Like, nobody's the least bit concerned about any of this. That's my only complaint about this story.
Right. But as far as what Bray Wyatt's doing, top-notch A-plus work.
Oh, God. He is... He gave a sermon tonight. He was feeling it. He was loving it.
They showed a weird Brothers of Destruction video package after this, which was weird. Bray laughed at it.
Which is Bray wiping away the memories.
Of the BOD.
Of the BOD.
Sorry, I interrupted. You were going to say something?
No.
Okay. But the one other thing he did the Taker pose.
Oh, God. He did the taker pose. He stuck out his tongue.
He doesn't have.
He laughed.
He doesn't have as long a tongue as Undertaker.
No, he doesn't, sadly. But he's amply equipped. I'm sure it works just fine. But loved, as I break him, loved this segment. Thought it was fantastic. It really kind of sucks that they isolated it to this one segment. But Bray Wyatt in victory is amazing. Or, well, pseudo-victory, because he hasn't quite won yet.
He hasn't won yet, but
he's getting there. Mm-hmm. Could Bray Wyatt be the man that retires The Undertaker and Kane?
That sounds like a discussion that needs to be had.
I think we do a show on Thursday nights, and it called, like, The Rack or something like that?
I believe so.
Show prep, right here on The Raw Post Show.
Anyway. So, speaking of Raw and everything, because this is the Raw post show, let's talk about other things that happened on Monday Night Raw, and that included a Fatal 4-Way for the Divas number one contendership. You had Becky Lynch, you had Paige, you had Sasha Banks, and you had Brie Bella. Before we get to the match itself, there was a promo backstage with Becky Lynch and Renee Young. Becky Lynch is amazing.
Becky's adorable. Give her all the things.
Give her all the things. Give her all the things. Sasha did an awesome promo as well. Again, they're awesome.
Becky and Sasha.
Just simply awesome. And this match was really good too.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Tower of Doom spot in this match, which turned out really good. We had a submission attempt. Thought some people would tap out. Becky Lynch had to disarm her on Brie. Sasha broke that up. Sasha went for the bank statement. That got broken up. Paige hit the rampage on Becky for the victory. This was overall really good match. Paige told everyone this was her house, and if we cheer for any of the other girls, we're losers, basically.
And I'm the most losing loser to ever lose.
Say that three times fast.
Because go Becky.
Go Becky, go. Go Sasha.
And Sasha. Go, Sasha, go.
Yeah. Nothing against Paige, but, you know, they're awesome, too.
I'm kind of over Paige. I'm kind of tired of Paige. It's like, you know what? Paige is awesome, and she's great, and I love her, but I'm kind of hitting maximum saturation with her, and it's like, I'd really rather... I'm kind of, I guess, over them using the NXT girls as a way to get Paige over.
Right.
I'd rather them push Sasha because Sasha's over as all hell. I'd rather them push Becky. I'd rather them continue to push Charlotte. Push Naomi. Push Tamina. I'm kind of done with Paige. I'm kind of over Paige for a little while.
We've oversaturated on Paige a little bit. I think that's the best way to put it. Let her back off after Survivor Series and push Becky and push Sasha and just get the new blood in there and then mix her back in.
Agreed.
So yeah, good match. Speaking of matches, we had Cesaro and The Miz.
Solid.
Solid match. Cesaro won. On the pre-show, there was an interesting interaction between Cesaro and Miz, and they talked about the scarf that Miz wears, and I can't remember the name of it. They talked about it on Raw too. I can't remember the name of it. But it doesn't matter. The Lucha Dragons beat Sheamus and King Barrett in a really good match.
Except for Sin Cara getting his foot stuck, yeah.
He almost really screwed up his knee by getting it stuck in the ropes.
He's really lucky he didn't get badly hurt.
Someone found Jack Swagger.
They took him in a mothballs!
They took him off of up, up, down, down, and they found him, and he was talking with Zeb about something, about Mexamerica, and how he shouldn't trust Del Rio, and Del Rio said we shouldn't trust Swagger, and I don't know where that could have went to.
Boys play nice.
Yeah. Del Rio, though, beat R-Truth.
Again, another solid contest.
Crowd didn't care, though.
Excuse me. No, I agree. I was kind of with the crowd.
Kevin Owens took on Dolph Ziggler, which saw Tyler Breeze come out during the match to sit in his VIP section.
Tyler!
They're doing a nice, slow build to the first encounter between these two.
I would agree with that.
It's been, what, 3 weeks now? So whether they do it at London or at Survivor Series, I'm okay with this.
Probably going to be Survivor Series.
It should be at Survivor Series, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's next week on Raw. It wouldn't surprise me. Kevin Owens entertained when Dolph Ziggler went, hey, I want to take a selfie. Or no, just went after the king of the selfie, Tyler Breeze. And that distraction led into a pop-up powerbomb for the win. After the match, Breeze was taking a selfie. Ziggler started to hit him with a punch, and then Breeze hit him with the beauty shot, and then took the selfie.
Of course he did.
So Raw opened up, because those are all the matches except for the main event, which we'll get to in here in a minute. But it all started with the beginning of Monday Night Raw, and you had Roman Reigns come out and talk about how he's the new number one contender and the future world champion. He sort of praised Seth Rollins, but then Seth Rollins came out and sort of praised Roman, but didn't, and said he will always sort of be the second one to Seth Rollins. He'll always be number two, number one, basically, in a roundabout way. And then Roman won the fight. Rollins started walking down, and hey, look, the Authority showed up.
Mom and Dad came to the rescue.
Yes, they did, and then Stephanie got the crowd all hype. Do you guys want to see these two men fight tonight? Do you want to see them fight for the WWE Championship? And you will! Just not tonight.
At Survivor Series.
At Survivor Series.
Only $9.99 on the WWE Network.
Only on the WWE Network. And then Hunter said he knew they wouldn't fall for it. He said they were in high altitude. But he just asked, how high were you guys? Making the wee joke. Clever Hunter. Clever.
always clever, that Hunter.
Always clever, that Hunter. So it led to Hunter booking a traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series match between Team Roman and Team Rollins this evening. And throughout the night, Rollins was trying to get partners. He got Kevin Owens by promising him a main event at WrestleMania.
He did.
And then he stumbled upon The New Day, who are all happy, and Seth Rollins is like, oh god, what horrible life choices have I made in my life? And it saw the return of Xavier Woods.
Yay.
Who came out all smiling, and his smile reminded me of the Bill Cosby, I just ate some Jell-O smile.
Oh dear.
It did. Anyway. So it led to the main event, Team Rollins versus Team Roman, traditional 5-on-5. So Team Rollins is Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, and The New Day taking on Team Roman, featuring Dean Ambrose, the Ryback, Roman Reigns, and the Usos.
It's a returning Uso.
Yeah. He's clear and he's healthy, so he's back. So the Usos are back on TV, and they didn't waste any time, as Xavier Woods was out in like a minute.
Pretty much, yeah. It's kind of sad.
It really was kind of sad at that point. It's like, oh, thanks for coming, Xavier. Maybe next time?
Maybe. Possibly.
Possibly. We then had Kofi being eliminated by one of the Usos. To make it 5-on-3, then Big E came back, hit the big ending on Jey Uso, eliminate him, pop up our mom on Jimmy by Kevin Owens. So it's to a 3-on-3, Kevin Owens, Big E, Kofi, Big E, Kevin Owens, and Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns, Ryback, and Dean Ambrose. And then Ryback took care of Big E, which then led to a pedigree by Rollins to Ryback, eliminating the Ryback. So then a miscommunication between Rollins and Owens, leading to dirty deeds on Kevin Owens, giving Roman and Dean the advantage. It's Roman and Dean versus Rollins. And they were both like, okay, we got you, boy. We got you. You have no partners now. You're screwed. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Side note, Dean versus Owens. Give it to me. Give it to me now.
Make it happen.
Shut up. Take my money.
We want it.
The level of snark in that feud. Holy crap.
That'd be kind of awesome. Very much awesomeness. So Seth Rollins tried to run, and everywhere he tried to run, we had Dean Ambrose hugging him to stop him, Roman dragging him by the leg, just trying to stop him. And, well, Rollins really couldn't get away at all.
And Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose get a little bit of justice on Seth Rollins.
Yeah, they pretty much did, and he was like, oh, shoot, I am screwed, because I have no partner, nowhere to go, I'm done. It's like, poor Seth Rollins.
Not really, because he honestly brings it on himself. I mean, you know.
This is true.
It's all his fault. It all comes back to the fact that Seth sold out.
And they've been playing that. They played that up tonight. They replayed it earlier of the turn.
Oh, we got a chair.
And in the end, yeah, the chair played a factor, as Seth Rollins got himself disqualified by using a chair on Dean and then a chair on Roman. So Rowan and Dean are your winners of the Survivor Series match. Team Roman wins, even though they give credit to Ryback and the rest of the partners, even though they were eliminated. Seth, you should have known that if you used a chair, you were going to lose.
I think it was intentional.
I think so, too. But he still was frustrated.
Oh, yeah. Because he wishes he could get away from Rowan and Dean, but no matter what he does, he can't get away from them.
Never, ever, ever will he ever get away from Dean and Roman.
And Seth kindly, you know, after the match, tucked Dean away in a quiet spot behind the timekeeper's area after he beat him with a chair, so he could do his worst to his opponent for Survivor Series, Roman Reigns. And he just beat him like a government mule with a chair.
He did. Shades of the turn. Shades of the turn.
Shades of the turn. They're bringing it back. Seth's even got a little blonde hair left.
Not much. That blonde hair is going, and almost gone.
He just needs to cut it off.
Maybe he likes that little bit of that one little streak.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe his thing. So, as Rollins continued to hammer in, Rowan fired back with the Superman punch, and that ended Monday Night Raw with Seth Rollins retreating, and that was a solid episode of Monday Night Raw.
Bray Wyatt has magics.
I think that's all that really counts, that Bray Wyatt has the magics.
And we got a mini Shield reunion where, you know, they all got to get a little penance on Seth Rollins, but Bray Wyatt has magics.
And we'll talk about those magics Thursday night on The Rack.
Well, I'm always up to talking some Wyatts, so we probably will be talking some Wyatts and some Takers and Canes this Thursday on The Rack. We will also have news, notes, NXT, and so much more. It's The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Saturday night, Midnight Dish is CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, and Usual. Go back and listen to Halloween Spectacular, where Subway sings about a certain demon genitalia.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. Sunday night, Russell Talk, CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, Tim Stein, Mason Omega bring you that at 10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back here, right here, next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you next Monday night for the Rob Poe Show, and this Thursday night for The Rack, live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, only on WildTalkRadio.com.